This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Downtown Denver businesses are hurting and residents say they don't feel safe. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports on new steps Denver's leaders are taking on crime.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock joined city, state, and federal law enforcement officials and the Downtown Denver Partnership to announce changes to managing safety and health in the city center. They include hiring 4 new federal prosecutors to take on felons with guns, recruiting 180 new police officers citywide, increasing the number of RTD police at Union Station, and adding social workers. I'm Kyle Harris, Denver.
RTD says it hopes to reopen its R-Line light rail through Aurora in December. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
4 miles of the R-Line have been closed since a train derailed near Aurora's Town Center Mall in September. In a new statement, RTD's CEO says she hopes it will be back in action sometime in December, and possibly sooner. The R-Line is one of RTD's least used light rail lines, though ridership had been growing steadily through the year. It carried 122,000 passengers in August. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A Colorado commission says the state should do more to fix and prevent the unequal effects of pollution and climate change. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
The commission was appointed last year to find out how to help communities in Colorado that bear the brunt of human-caused pollution. That analysis could guide the state when it issues project permits, awards grants, or introduces legislation that could affect the environmental health and quality in communities. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Colorado's mountains have snow tonight and tomorrow. There's a chance for snow this evening in Colorado Springs and across Metro Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.